Good morning.
Welcome to worship and welcome to this time. We're going to be talking about something that sounds something like this. We'll see if you can figure out what it is. Ready? Sorry, I didn't think that was on. There we go. All right. Here goes.
A horse.
Mm-mm. A horse is like this. That's a horse, okay? Sorry. I'll try to define it better. What?
Goats.
Nope. Oh, well, I think I better, like, give you an MP3 of it or something.
That's what it sounds like to me, anyway.
A lamb.
A lamb. Nope, believe it or not, it's this. I guess that's my end of my impersonation career there, huh? No, it's not a toad. It's specifically a wood frog. A wood frog. It's not made of wood. You haven't? If you were to go out right now, not right now, but if you go out like about this time of year now, early in the spring, like it's a little bit warmer, these guys start making noise. And the wood frog, you can tell there's something very unique about it. It has, one way to tell what it has a mask. You can identify this frog because it has a mask. Do you see the mask? Right behind, right there. Black, black, you know? Doesn't matter the color of the frog. If it's pink, if it's gray or black, it's going to have a mask behind its eye. All wood frogs have that. Pretty cool, huh? Not only that, but the wood frog, can you see it okay? The wood frog reminds me of Jesus for a certain reason. But first, I'll tell you what happened, how God made this wood frog. The wood frog and all the wood frogs can do something very unique. Not only do they make that pretty cool sound, which I didn't impersonate very well, but they can freeze. You can freeze them. They survive the winters here. In fact, they're prolific, and they're all over from here all the way up to the Arctic tundra. It's very cold up there, and once in a while it gets warm. When it does get warm, they unthaw, and then they are alive again. Of course, it's a hibernation, what happens to them. But they can have 65% of the water in their body freeze. I'm talking really froze. All right? Except a heart stops, it stops breathing, and it looks like it's dead. But it's really alive.
Yeah.
And around here, it might be 3 or 4 months that they stay frozen. But up there, obviously in Alaska, it's going to be definitely like 7 months that they stay frozen. And their body temperature can get down to like just below freezing. It's -1 Celsius to -6 Celsius, but it's remarkable. And you know why? It's because God made them that way, and because there's extra sugar secreted into their cells in their body. Hey, and you know what? Because they have this extra sugar, makes them sweet, makes them live. Really amazing. They don't taste sweet, but there's more sugar in their body. Well, anyway, I'm going to read you a verse here. This is from John chapter 11, and listen to this. See if we can make a connection. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." It looks like the frog is dead. The difference between this and Jesus is, Jesus really did die. He died on the cross, and he was dead. And they put him in the tomb, but he rose from the grave 3 days later. Here, this frog, and frogs like it, they end up freezing, and it looks like they're dead. Unlike Jesus, he really was dead. But can you see it okay? I wanted to have a real frog here, and my wife can attest that I was looking for one, and we would stop, we'd be walking by the road, and they'd quit. Shine my light on them, they'd quit. Couldn't catch one. So if you can catch one of these with a mask on, that'd be great. Anyway, Jesus really rose from the dead. He really did die, and he rose from the dead. This frog looks like it's dead, and it comes back to life. That's why it reminds me of Jesus. God made the frog very special and unique. And likewise, of course, he made us very special and unique.
and that whoever believes in Jesus, they will one day die, but you know what? They're going to live and live eternally with God. Isn't that great? So, let's pray. I'm going to read that verse one more time. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you very much. Let's close your eyes. Close your eyes and let's pray. Thank you, Father, very much for making the frog so unique with a mask, and also, God, so that this frog it can freeze 65% of the water on its body. It's amazing how you made it, God, to survive. Lord God, we thank you that Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead 3 days later. We thank you that you promised to us, too, that we believe, even though we die, one day we'll live forever with you. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up.